Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Well, I'm looking forward to getting back into the unseen realm. But before we do, three reasons why we do these videos. Number one, for God to become more real and more tangible in your life. Number two, for you to get answers to your prayers. And number three, for you to be able to share with people your testimonies of what God's doing in your life. Well, before we get into the unseen realm, let's go right to Matthew 11, 27 to 30, which is the invitation from Jesus to your heart personally that you can have the exact relationship that Jesus has with the Father. You can enjoy that too. So it starts out in verse 27. Now Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies and knowledge. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does, but I'm not keeping it to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Well, everything we're sharing is for you to have that relationship with God. We're going to jump right over here to John chapter 16 as we're talking about the unseen realm. We know we have a contrary work in the earth. One, you have the Spirit of Truth leading and guiding those who will be led and guided, or those who will listen, the sons of God, into the light, into the truth, into the reality that God has created for you and for me. And then we have the spirit of division. Or in other words, Jesus said in John chapter 8 that there is no truth in the devil. There's no truth in him from the beginning. He speaks not the truth. Well, what do we know then? Everything the devil shares with you is a twisted version of the truth, but it is a falsity, a non-reality. And he wants you in these places so that he can energize his world and bring about great destruction. But we thank God for the truth, and the Spirit of Truth is the Holy Ghost, who Jesus sent to us when he went to the Father. Now, we see that right here in verse 12 of John 16. It says, and this is the King James Version, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth. So isn't it interesting? The things that Jesus wants to share with you, the Holy Ghost is the medium through which he shares his truth today. Of course, we have the written truth of the Word of God, but we have the rhema of the Word of God, which is the Holy Ghost. And he is the guide, the Spirit of Truth. Now, the word truth, we've already know. That word means, it's aletheia in the Greek, and it means reality. So the Spirit of Reality, we have a guide into the reality of God that will share with us, that will guide us. And we'll see this over in 1 Corinthians here in just a little bit. But he goes on to say, he will guide you into the truth. He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you or show you things to come. Now, I love this because he's showing you things, he's speaking things to you, and does this not go right back to the hearing and seeing world or life that Jesus lived? Now, we speak over there in Matthew 11, 27 to 30. We've already shared with you that Jesus said, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. I'm not keeping this to myself. I'm ready to go over it line by line with anyone willing to listen. It's not a hard life. It's an easy life where you actually have interaction with God constantly. Isn't this what Paul said when he said, pray without ceasing? Or in other words, prayer means have interaction with God without ceasing. Well, this is what Jesus did. He was always hearing. He was always seeing. He was always connected to the Father's will, not his own will. We even see that at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus crying out his soul, saying, Father, let this cup pass before me, but not my will. So his will would have been in the agony of that moment to bypass or to say, I'm done, I'm not going through this. But what did he say? He said, not my will, but thy will be done. In fact, it was the will of the Father that strengthened him and gave him great ability to go through what he was getting ready to go through. Jesus was constantly connected to his Father. He said in earlier passages, I didn't come to do my own will, but the will of my Father who sent me. So it is the submission, the consecration, the dedication to the will of God, which is so important to us seeing and hearing what the Holy Spirit is showing us and telling us. This is the lifestyle of Christianity. Amen. It is not about you trying to perform. It's not about you trying to study so that you can get an A on the test. Our study now is so that we can enjoy more of this hearing and seeing life. I've shared with you, once you really see what Christianity is, it's hanging out with God. It's enjoying the blessing of hearing him, feeling him, walking with him, seeing him, and walking with all these wonderful anointings that he's provided for us in life. Well, once you begin to see that, then anything that supports that, that makes that life of hearing him and seeing him, experiencing him, manifesting his presence, anything that makes that more clear, more regular, more to be expected, amen, that supports that, you want to be involved in that. And so if lifting your hands and worshiping God and giving him glory and becoming more aware of his presence is helpful to your clarity with God and being connected to him, well, then do it. And if praying in other tongues helps to connect you more, then do it. If reading his word helps you to connect to the foundation of the reason why we can experience him, then read it. If confessing the scriptures during the day helps you to stay more aware of his presence and more aware of his voice, and you then are led by the Spirit and you see results even more clearly, do it. Anything that you participate in that makes the clarity of the Holy Ghost and walking with him more real to you, you need to be involved. Amen. That just helps to clarify all of it. Well, he goes on to say that he hears, he speaks what he hears. He will tell you or show you things to come. Verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Well, see, this is awesome. It's wonderful. Why? Because it's the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality. We have a guide into the spiritual world. We are not left to fend on our own or for ourselves. The Holy Ghost wants to take you into an understanding of spiritual things. He wants you to become more aware of the presence of God all around you. Can you stop for a moment and just get quiet and find him on the inside of you in just that very second? I'm telling you, he became very real to me. I put my hand on my belly. He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. This he spake of the Spirit, whom was not given. This is in John 7, 37 and 38. Jesus talking, but now he has been given. So you can locate him coming right out of your belly, right out of the inner part of your life. And when you close your eyes, you can become aware of him. You're not aware of what's going on around you. You're not just thinking about your body tangibly. You're thinking about him tangibly, and he is there, living and breathing God. Hallelujah. Now, this is what the Holy Ghost wants to do with you all day long, is make God more real, and everything that he has to show you becomes very visible. Everything that he has to say to you becomes very audible. Come on, this world right now, it's all about video and about audio. You don't want to have your video without your audio. You don't want to have your audio without your video. If people could have it the way they wanted, they'd have audio and video. That's what people are watching constantly. That's why it's amazing. We got these phones. And yesterday, you know, I was just looking at some of the PGA tournament while I'm on my way back on a Sunday. I'm on my way back from Boise, Idaho, and I'm able to pull up on my phone a live broadcast of what was going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and watch some of the guys playing golf. I mean, how amazing is that? Well, listen, that's been going on ever since God created man. That's not so amazing. It's kind of behind times because inside you, your spiritual man, your outer man, then the part that connects you, which is your soul, your will, your emotion, your intellect, your imagination, all of that is where you begin to see things of the Spirit. You begin to know things from the Father. You begin to hear things and see things together. This is something that's very normal for a believer. I mean, when we see the television and see these phones that can broadcast all that they do, we should be thinking, well, the world's finally catching up to how we've been living our entire life for thousands of years. Oh, God's ways are so much higher and so much better than ours. And of course, you can get even that much more entrenched into the things of God, where the things of God have a greater tangibility than the things of this world. We know from over in 2 Corinthians in chapter 5 that you see to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. All he's saying there is when you're less conscious of your body, you can be so much more conscious of your spirit and of God. And yet on the flip side, if God's not very real to you, it's because the flesh is more real to you. Let's move on to some other scriptures that just highlight this. Because remember, anything that highlights this is going to help this whole world and the understanding of spiritual things pop and become more real to you. I love this over in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 in the New King James Version. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. Okay, the word abides. I love that because one of my favorite scriptures over in John chapter 15, 7 and 8. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done for you. In this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So where does that fruit come from? Well, it comes from the abiding. Someone would say, well, it comes from the asking. It comes from the abiding. In other words, the word abide means to stay continually connected. See, if you're continually connected to the things he's saying to you, and you're continually connected to the things he's showing you, then what is more real to you? God is more real. And when you ask, it shall be done. And in this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. Well, the same thought is right here. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. See, when you received Jesus, you received his anointing. That's the great mystery of the church. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or Christ in you, you get to wear, you get to use, you get to be encompassed with his glory, his anointing. You know, really and truly, on this side of the covenant, in the New Testament and following, we're supposed to live out of the inward anointing of Jesus Christ himself. Yes, there are impartations that can help you to begin to discover, respond to, become more aware of the inner anointing of the Holy Ghost or Jesus living in you. But we're not supposed to need a prophet to come lay hands on you or tell you something for you to be able to experience an amazing life in Christ. Now you have him. He is the one true mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And that is who you abide in or who abides in you. You're connected to him. So it says the anointing which you have received. Yes, you received the anointing of Jesus when you received him. Now you are continually connected to that anointing. And what does it say? You do not need that anyone teach you. Does it mean we don't need teachers anymore? No. Every gifting has their place to bring out the wonderful truths of God that will help us to progress in our relationship with God. But the greatest teacher abides in you. And until we can get you to actually respond to him, you may need to hear some things, say, from this broadcast that teach you, that instruct you to listen and become aware of him on the inside. What am I trying to do in these broadcasts? Well, very simply, it's very simple. I'm endeavoring to work myself out of a job. You say, what do you mean? Well, the more I can get you to listen to him all by yourself, you don't need me. Now, does that mean you'll never listen again to another preacher? Oh, no. We all inspire one another with the giftings God's given us so that there's a complete package. But Jesus is living in you, and you hear him, and you see him, and you know him today, and he wants to share some things with you. And how does he share with you? the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of reality, the Holy Spirit. He's your guide. Wow, that's awesome. I love all of that. And it goes on to say, but the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. In other words, when Jesus gave you his anointing, his presence, the presence of the Spirit, the anointing as the Son of God is exactly what you are. You are a son or a daughter of God. We are children of the Most High God, and we share the same anointing that Jesus does right there on the throne of heaven. I shared something in a social media, and someone came right on that social media and said, hogwash, hogwash. I just had to laugh, but it was that we are one with him. I mean, the scriptures declare this to be so simple. And then as we go on, we'll finish this verse and then give you a grace story. It says right here that the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true or is reality. The anointing of God will bring you into the reality of God himself. It is not a lie. Just as it is taught you, you shall abide in him. In other words, everything about what comes with the package of receiving Jesus, his anointing, the presence of the Holy Ghost, is there to help you to become constantly connected with him so that your reality changes to the reality of heaven. I love that. I trust that you're getting something out of that today. Listen, a great story. This is really so good. It can be as simple as this, but the acknowledgement of God in one area will lead you to be able to acknowledge him in not only many areas, but all areas. And this, someone writes, and she's wonderful, just wrote this truth to me. She said, I'm writing into your response in response to your sharing regarding the unseen realm on Adventures in Grace, what we're talking about. And she writes and says, the Holy Spirit used your personal testimony of the fragrance of the roses to enlighten my spiritual eyes to the reality that I really have been experiencing the God of grace. So much of what you teach has resonated within me, and I thank God for you. And as she's sending her regards, you know, that's a great testimony. Why? Because the moment you acknowledge even something like this, that what you shared resonated within me, what will happen? The Holy Ghost will make more resonate within you. Remember, anytime you acknowledge God, it's an invitation for more. So when you say, Father, thank you so much for that, that resonated with me, what is he going to do but say, wow, this is an opportunity to do what? To even resonate more truth to your heart, give you greater enlightenment. Folks, I'm telling you, we're missing the smallest of little things that will build and build and build into the most wonderful relationship where God is so real. Well, just letting you know to always go to JimHockaday.com. That shouldn't have been difficult. I was saying about two things at the same time. Go to JimHockaday.com and you'll find our email, which is JHMI@JimHockaday.com, where I invite you to send us your grace stories just like the one that you heard. And of course, you can go to the Jim Hockaday Facebook page and follow us or subscribe on the Adventures in Grace YouTube channel. We'd love to have you invite other people to be with us. This is such fun. Amen. So many good things are happening. We'll see you next time.